Now, a moment of innovation. Today, we look back at the birth of a tool that has changed the way we stay in touch with each other.
My name is Martin Cooper. 40 years ago, I conceived of the world's first handheld cellular telephone. And a few months later, had the privilege of making the world's first public cellular call in the streets of New York. For years, my colleagues and I at Motorola had a dream, and that dream was that everyone someday would be free to talk wherever they were, would be unleashed from the copper wires that tied them to the network. And then the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, announced that they were about to make a decision. They were about to decide whether AT&T would have a monopoly, and if AT&T had that monopoly, they were going to have cellular phones, but you'd be trapped in your car now instead of in your home or office. And at that moment, I decided that we were going to prove that the world was ready for handheld, portable telephones so that people would have the freedom to be anywhere. We had to break a number of barriers in order to create that first phone. And first of all, there were no large-scale integrated circuits, so we had to make that phone with thousands of individual parts. And the frequency band that the phone was in had never been used before, so we had to invent new devices, a new antenna, and furthermore, we had to come up with a form factor that could be held in someone's hand and that would look somewhat like a telephone. We called that first phone the brick, and it really looked like a brick. It was about 8 inches high, 1.5 inches wide, 4 inches deep. It weighed 2.5 pounds. The battery life was only 20 minutes, but that was not a problem because you couldn't hold that heavy thing up for more than 20 minutes.
Martin Cooper on developing the first cell phone. He continues to develop new technologies in San Diego. Do you think you've got a big tech idea to change the world? Let us know by entering NPR's Big Idea Video Contest. It is limited to those ages 13 to 25. You can find details at npr.org/bigidea.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, automatically backing up computer files for individuals and small businesses worldwide. Learn more at carbonite.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.